Hello and welcome to episode 209 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're continuing Currency Week by taking a look at a man in England who wants to change American money forever. Back in 2009, Richard Smith caused a bit of an internet stir. Yes, it's ironic, he being British and all that. At his core, though, he is a graphic designer who believes that the dollar could use a facelift. The concept of the dollar redesign movement is that the current design is stale. It's been in place for too long, and really, I mean, it has been in place for a couple hundred years now. Refreshing the dollar would also act as a rebranding for America. Our currency is used worldwide, and the dollar is synonymous with all things American. By changing the image of the currency, Smith believes that we can change the image of the country. Smith pointed to the euro as proof, citing that when the euro came out, it sparked excitement, and people eagerly exchanged for the currency, sparking a jump in the value of the euro. Now, he made this claim back in 2009 when the euro wasn't on the brink of destruction. The redesigned website that Smith has put up is filled with submissions for the new dollar. And each year, Smith runs a contest to find the best submissions so far. When Smith pitched his idea to the Department of the Treasury, they said that redesigns to the currency are made for the purpose of outsmarting counterfeiters rather than for aesthetic reasons. They also pointed to the general logistical issues of rolling out and educating essentially every person around the world about the change. After all, 70% of dollars are actually circulated outside the United States. The dollar redesign project is still around, but it's more of a way for interested folks to take a crack at facelifting the dollar rather than anything practical. The online gallery does have some interesting, again, if impractical, designs. Just search for dollar redesign online and you'll have a chance to see some of the interesting reinterpretations on the dollar bill. Thanks for tuning in to episode 209 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea, you can send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we head back to the Marshall Islands to take a look at the biggest coin in history.